Great Country, Q94, it's Gabe and Lori on this Free Beer Friday. And we got a very special guest in studio. Luckily, Prairie du Chien Police Chief Kyle Tienor has taken the time out of his busy week. And, well, the big thing coming up tomorrow with former President Donald Trump in town on his campaign trail, speaking at the Performing Arts Center. And, Laura, I guess the times have been moved. There's a lot to know.
Well, there's a lot to go on. And like I said, we've gotten a lot of calls about this, some emails, some Facebook messages, people wanting to know. I think people, first off, want to know, like, are they going to shut down streets around the event? Like, what's it going to be like to get, logistically,
parking,
what's it going to be like to get in? And then, you know, just getting around town, I guess, I think is a lot of people's concerns. Because we all know what Prairie du Chien is like on a normal Saturday in the fall.
Yeah, I feel a lot of those phone calls of weddings down the island. Weddings down the island won't be interrupted. You'll be fine. You'll get married. There was a phone call about an event at Hoffman Hall. You'll be fine. You'll be able to have that event. The road closures that are going to be hard road closures where you're not can't drive on there will all be right around the Performing Arts Center. Mm-hmm. You know, if you expect Marquette Road to be closed down, if it is, it'll be intermittent. It's just not going to be an all-day thing. It's not going to be an hour-long thing. It's going to be just a period of time. So, you know, all of the hard road closures are all going to be right at the Performing Arts Center itself. So you'll still be able to get around Prairie du Chien just fine.
And I mean, parking, I'm assuming, you know,
parking's all designated tomorrow. They'll have designated areas for parking. It'll be
clearly marked.
Yep. People will know where to park and where you can't park. Just be respectful of private property. We have residents around there that have private property that don't want, you know, people parking in their yards or parking, you know, those types of things. If it's public parking, you know, have at it. It's going to be signed and it's going to be restricted. And we'll have officers there to direct people where to go. So.
Now, Laura, you mentioned that the time had changed. The times are changed now what it originally was when most people signed up.
Right.
What are the times for the doors to open versus, you know, and then what time former President Trump takes the stage?
Yeah, I'm not clear on the times that the doors will open for guests. My staff are going to be... my staff will be reporting for duty around 6:30 in the morning. So we'll have a pretty full day, but... I've tentatively got a time frame for, you know, the event is going to be around, you know, 2 o'clock till 3:30-ish. So I've been told that it's going to be a pretty festive environment around the Performing Arts Center.
They haven't sold tickets.
Yeah, they're free.
Yeah.
So I don't know all the details of those, but I'm being told.
I've taken calls on that too. That how much are tickets, and they're free. You just had to register.
Free. Just understand, though, the capacity of the Performing Arts Center is roughly 700.
So from a logistical standpoint, you are a small department in a small community. Even, you know, the sheriff's department is not large here. So, I mean, do you have other agencies coming in to assist you?
Yeah.
Or, I mean, obviously the Secret Service is there as well.
Yep.
But, you know, when the Secret Service comes in to help in, you know, a La Crosse or a Madison or, you know, somewhere else, their department is bigger than yours. No offense.
No, there's no offense taken. I prefer a smaller department. We'll have outside agencies that are going to come in and help. Wisconsin has a statute for mutual aid requests, and I've requested those mutual aid through sheriff's offices and police departments in the area, and they're coming over to help us. My office's primarily duties are going to be the Performing Arts Center. That's where my officers are their primary duties are going to be. So you'll see our uniforms at the Performing Arts Center. Secret Service has been amazing to work with. They are great people, great intention. It's an experience that I'll never forget, quite honestly, because I've learned a lot. I've also scratched my head a lot, but they've been great to work with. And quite frankly, they have jurisdictional issues. I mean, when they come into a community like this, they rely on local law enforcement to alleviate those jurisdictional issues. And so we are the enforcers of the local ordinances and laws during the event, not the United States Secret Service. They are there for protection.
Anything else you guys want to add?
Well, I was going to say, I mean, just from a personal standpoint, when George W. Bush came, you were not the chief of police.
Correct, yeah.
I
was just a dude.
You were just a dude standing on a corner.
I'm standing in a parking lot getting my face burned.
You're now the chief of police. You're kind of like the go-to
Yeah, and I'm going to correct you. My staff is the go-to. My staff has been incredible. They put in a lot of hours this week. I can't say enough about my staff. It is great when you surround yourself with really good people. Makes my job easy.
All right. Kyle Tinor, British Sheen Police Chief, thank you for taking some time out of your extremely busy week this week. I can only imagine. And do we say good luck tomorrow? Or like it's not.
I'll see you next week.
Have fun. Yeah, see you next week. Thanks, Kyle.
You bet.